Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the subject of the head coach, Mike Vrabel has been getting tons of praise. As I said last night, I'm of the belief that CBS had Mike Vrabel Coach of the Year penciled in, whether production meetings, whatever it was, as a storyline that they were going to pursue, a storyline that they were going to try and highlight. I think Vrabel probably was aware of some of that to an extent. You could tell the cameras were on him in a lot of situations, injured players, guys on the sidelines, pep talks, etc. That's the kind of thing that you do. They wanted B-roll. They wanted B-roll of Mike Vrabel interacting with his players, getting the most out of certain guys, motivating his team, all of that. And they got it. Oh, did they get it? From the kneeling on the ground with Barmore there, motivational speeches on the sideline. It's been going on all year, him running down the field with Antonio Gibson. Like, there's been all sorts of moments like that with Vrabel this year. And the team is completely bought in. There's no question about it. But when I was thinking on my way into to the show today about what's Mike Vrabel's system, really, we haven't heard too much about the system. Like, we know that there's a scheme and that there's certain players that didn't fit the scheme, but in terms of the system, I feel like when Belichick was here, the system was everything. The system, you fit in the system, and if you didn't, you were out on your ass. And even if you did and you didn't have the right personality, or just so you did something that Bill didn't like, he'd replace you with someone and plug that player into the system, and they'd be a cog in the system, and the system would keep on trucking along. And that was how they won, and that was why they won, and that was a big, big part of their success. And it was great. I mean, listen, it was a good system. It worked very, very well. They dominated the league for 20 years. It was quite a fine system. I'm not saying that that was a bad thing or that it was, you know, some sort of fraudulent thing. That's not my point here. My point is that Vrabel, his system is about the players. It's not about the system. It doesn't appear that way anyway. Belichick didn't highlight his players the same way that Vrabel does. He didn't empower his players the same way that Vrabel did. Belichick's players walked around scared of him all the time. They were scared of him. I don't believe that there were a lot of instances. One of the few times I remember Belichick and the player really, really connecting on, like, more than just the, oh, that was a nice play yesterday or whatever, was when Randy Moss went into Belichick's office and invited him to that Halloween party. You remember that? Remember that clip? And he's like, Halloween, Bill. And Bill's like, Halloween. Huh? Yeah, yeah. You like the Halloween? You like the Hershey's chocolate milk, whatever he said. You know, I forget what it even was. But that was one of the few times that you really got that, that you really got a sense of that. And I'm not just saying, you know, I know we all watched that hit piece on him from the Crafts there in the Dynasty, and he didn't see a lot of it there. But even in the football life and these other things, like, you didn't see that much of it, you know? You'd see Rodney Harrison hugging him after they won the Super Bowl and things like that. But this is a team that's 10 games in, and I feel like Mike Vrabel has connected with his players on a more personal and, you know. Listen to this. This is for Bill with Randy Moss. This is one of the few times I remember him and a player ever really, really connecting on like a personal level.
Not interested in that, are you?
In what?
Halloween party. Well, this is what it is.
We're dressed as the devil.
No, that's what we're doing. Well, hey, you might win the damn prize. Trying to, you know, get us a little DJ, get us a roll of rink, and have us a good night. But like I said, you're more than welcome or whatnot.
I'm sure.
It's like, for instance, Halloween. I mean, we don't go out no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we still have that.
It's a great holiday.
Yeah,
it's
you know what I'm saying?
Holiday.
So we're
candy and costume.
Yeah.
How can you beat that?
Right. Like, that was a nice moment. That was a nice human moment from Bill Belichick. You didn't get a lot of those. You really didn't. You didn't get a lot of human moments from him. It was the system. Like, you're not talking to me. You're talking to the guy who's in charge of the system. That's what I do. You know, I'm the great and powerful Oz, but the system is really what it's all about here. You know? And that was one of those rare moments. I feel like with Mike Vrabel, that sort of thing happens all the time. You know, you're seeing that sort of thing in practice. You're hearing about it in practice. You're hearing about it everywhere. And in turn, you're hearing players that are empowered in a way that Belichick's players never were. And again, I don't mean to point this out to say that Bill's way was wrong. Bill's way was great. Bill's way was as successful as it could possibly be. But Mike Vrabel has taken a team that was a bad team, a 4-win team, for 2 years, 8-win team over the last 2 years, and has now tied that number in one season. And he's done it with full buy-in. That's different, you know? That's not, you got to come here and you got to be part of the system. If you're not part of the system, you're out of here. You're out on your ass. That's not how Vrabel's doing it. Vrabel's doing it by putting his guys on a pedestal almost.
Yeah, this isn't, we're not trying to win one for the Gipper.
You know, like, he's not, it's not about you have to come here and do things my way all the time and you can't say anything and you can't do it. And if somebody asks you a question, you give them a vague answer. He's letting guys be themselves. He's letting guys talk after the game. You know, guys are up there, they're loose, they're smiling. Like, it's just, it's a totally different culture. It's a totally different way of doing things. And you remember even, like, at the end with Bill, like, when Gronkowski was there. And he was such a goofball and everyone's like, oh, I don't know about this. Oh, Bill's not going to like this. And Bill didn't like that. Bill hated that. Bill hated with Gronkowski's goofiness and how he'd go out and, you know, say all those weird things. You know? Like, you could tell that rubbed him the wrong way. And Gronkowski's one of the greatest tight ends who ever lived. But Bill didn't like it because it went against the system. It went against his way of doing things. And Vrabel is much more into guys being themselves and empowering them to do that. And I just think that's interesting. It's an interesting difference between the way things are and the way things were. And I'm still waiting to see exactly what the Vrabel system is, or if there even is one. You know, maybe there isn't one. A lot of it seems to just be based off of feel and, you know, vibes and stuff like that. You know, it's fourth down. Let's go for it. Yeah, we got a couple of seconds here. Let's burn it down on the 1 yard line. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Run the clock down. We don't want to give Baker the ball back. We're going to score. No problem. It's sort of this bravado mixed in with some calculated risks that he takes. And so far, he's batting almost 1,000 when it comes to that stuff. His challenges are good. His strategy is sound. I mean, it's just, there's nothing really to critique. No, I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't. Especially considering the way things ended in Tennessee and then the year off that he had. It's not like he got snatched back up right away after he got fired in Tennessee. He sat for a year. Went to Cleveland and had some no-show job. You know, like that, it wasn't... It seemed like with Vrabel, like, maybe this whole thing, maybe that was just kind of a flash in the pan. Turns out it's not. And his second act here in New England has been spectacular so far.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Back to the phones we go. Ron is in Medford. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, Christian?
What's up,
you
Ron?
Know, based on the schedule, I mean, 11-2 is on the table.
Sure.
With the schedule, what they got. And you got 4 games left. I mean, they're literally going to be probably, I mean, in contention for that first wild card. And as far as Kansas City goes, I mean, the game against Buffalo, I heard a statistic that Mahomes was 3-for-16 when under duress. So maybe bringing a little bit of pressure, you know, maybe that's a little chink in the armor. But, you know, who knows? Maybe this is going to be one of these years like when Brady was here, when everything seemed to fall into place. Like, you know, like when the Chargers or the Colts lost at home, when they had home field through the playoffs, and we ended up with the AFC title game here. I mean, who knows? It just might be destiny, but it's unlike anything I've ever seen in a year. And Vrabel's been great. And I love the fact that, you know, when Drake May is asked about his offensive prowess and how well he's done, every time he speaks, the person he talks about is Josh McDaniels. And I'm glad McDaniels is getting some credit, because a lot of people seem to feel like he's not so great, but I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's done a great job.
Yeah, Ron, he's gotten all the credit in the world on this show, especially for me, because I was not really all that hyped up on his hire either. I thought that was maybe, you know, just a little bit too parochial for me. Same with Vrabel. That was part of the reason why I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were going by the same kind of standards that they had for bringing in Gerard Mayo. Well, it's a linebacker that we know. It's an ex-player. It's a guy that's in our orbit. It's someone that we're familiar with. You know, you just had somebody in here. I know there's a big difference in experience, but Vrabel didn't exactly end on a high note out there in Tennessee. In fact, he had one season where they were 7-2 to start the year, and then they lost out. They lost the rest of the games that year. Finished 7-10. I guess they were 7-3. But like, you know what I mean? Like there's a history of that with him. There was a history of that with him in Tennessee. Things kind of broke down. He had big-time feuds with ownership and with management, and then he was out on his ass and didn't get hired right away. So, you know, like that to me was a bit of a red flag. Now, I was certainly wrong about that. I was wrong about the idea, which I thought could be a real thing, of Josh McDaniels not having the same kind of success with a new quarterback and not being under the wing of Bill Belichick anymore. I'm an offensive coordinator again, but this guy Vrabel, I was a head coach. I coached against him. This is a contemporary of mine. And what, I got to take orders from him now? I got to listen to him? And that's worked out swimmingly. It seems like they get along fine. I know there was some question about, you know, Vrabel kind of changing the subject whenever anybody brought up McDaniels and his contributions, but I haven't heard much of that lately. Seems like everything's humming right along. And whatever you think about that, you know, if Vrabel wanted somebody else as an offensive coordinator or whatever, he can't be bothered by what the results have been here. The Drake May Josh McDaniel partnership has been fantastic so far. Fantastic. And the Mike Vrabel system, or, you know, if you want to call it that, Mike Vrabel, the hierarchy that he's sort of put in place here, has been performing admirably. I don't have any complaints. I mean, I don't know how you could. I don't know what aspect of that you don't think is running well. You want to say the trade deadline was a dud? It was. I agree. I think it absolutely was. And I still think there's a chance that their inactivity at the deadline comes back to bite them. I do think that that's possible. Not because they had to make a move just to satisfy narratives on the radio, Tommy Kern or whatever, you know, like I heard him today. But that was, you know, to me, I think that there's a lot of areas in which they could have maybe flipped a sixth round pick and brought in a little bit of depth. It didn't even have to be starters necessarily. Just something to shore up a little bit. Something to shore up that running back room, because now you got another guy down. And I'm not sure Travion Henderson's going to be busting out, you know, 50, 60-yard runs every week. Be nice if he did, but I'm not betting the farm on that. Edge rusher. Wide receiver room with Booty out. I mean, there's other places where I think that those kind of resources could have been reallocated, and I think that if they really wanted to get a deal done, they could have. Because other teams did. And the Patriots did. But all of their moves were subtracting. And that, to me, was not exactly what I was expecting when you have a team that's much, much better than people were planning on them being to start the year. And now they're here at the top with these other teams in the AFC. And not that every team in the AFC made moves at the deadline. A lot of them didn't. Sure, you're right about that. But I thought that the Patriots, with all their draft picks and with all their money, would be one that did.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.